Report: LA Public Schools Imposing Radical Gender Ideology on K-12 Students. By Joel B. Polak on July 20, 2022. A report by Christopher Rufo at City Journal on Wednesday reveals training documents that suggest the Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, is training teachers to introduce radical gender ideology to children as young as kindergarten. Rufo, whose investigations have exposed the use of critical race theory in corporate boardrooms, public schools, and government, has now exposed the use of gender theory to indoctrinate students in one of the nation's largest school districts. Rufo writes, "I have obtained a trove of publicly accessible documents from Los Angeles Unified that illustrates the extent to which gender ideology has entered the mainstream of the nation's second largest school district. Since 2020, the district's human relations, diversity, and equity department has created an infrastructure to translate the basic tenets of academic queer theory into K-12 pedagogy. The materials include a wide range of conferences, presentations, curricula, teacher training programs, adult-driven gender and sexuality clubs, and school-sponsored protests." Finally, Los Angeles Unified has gone all in on trans-affirming indoctrination. The human relations, diversity, and equity department has flooded the district with teaching materials, including, for example, videos from the consulting firm Woke Kindergarten encouraging 5-year-olds to experiment with gender pronouns such as A, Z, and Tree and to adopt non-binary gender identities that feel good to you. The district requires teachers to use a student's desired name and pronoun and to keep the student's gender identity a secret from parents if the student so desires. In other words, Los Angeles public schools can facilitate a child's transition from one gender to another without notifying parents. And the district is far from neutral. It actively celebrates sexual identities such as pansexual, sexually fluid, queer, same-gender loving, and asexual, and gender identities such as transgender, genderqueer, agender, bigender, gender nonconforming, gender expansive, gender fluid, and two-spirit. One of the Woke Kindergarten videos referenced in teaching materials is the 2020 video below. LAUSD policy also requires school staff to hide a student's gender identity from parents, if necessary. When communicating with a student's parent, legal guardian, or educational rights holder, parent, school personnel should be aware that the student may not have disclosed their gender identity to their parents. School personnel shall take into consideration the safety, health and well-being of the student in deciding whether to disclose the student's gender identity or expression to parents. Earlier this week, Assistant U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine urged states to make gender affirmation treatment, including hormones and surgery, available to children in public school systems. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.